The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, May 27, 2022. At the Palace of the Revolution, venue of the event, the President Díaz-Canel, together with Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez Parrilla, welcomed the participants to the 21st Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP. One of the first to arrive was the Executive Secretary of that integrationist platform, Sasha Llorente. They also warmly greeted the presidents of Bolivia, Luis Arce Catacora, Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and other presidents from the ALBA TCP countries, which also include Nicaragua, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Grenada, Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, and St. Lucia. The purpose of this meeting of presidents, prime ministers, and high-level leaders of the group is to share common development strategies and analyze the regional political situation, according to the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This bloc was founded in 2004 at the initiative of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, then presidents of Cuba and Venezuela, as a response to the neoliberal project that Washington intended to impose on the continent and based on solidarity, collaboration, and complementation among its member countries. A group of U.S. congressmen urged President Joe Biden to invite Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua to the Summit of the Americas, scheduled to be held June 6 to 10 in Los Angeles. In a letter sent to the Democratic ruler this Thursday, a dozen legislators affirmed that the mission of the governments of these three nations could undermine the position of the northern country in the region. The continental event will take place at a critical moment for Latin America and the Caribbean as the hemisphere struggles to overcome the health crisis caused by COVID-19 and deals with the impact of climate change, they explained. They added that in the midst of this situation, eliminating countries could affect our relationship with all American nations and could jeopardize the ambitious plans contemplated in the White House economic plan, known as Build Back Better. If we are truly committed to overcoming all the challenges that lie ahead in the hemisphere, the summit must be inclusive, and we must be willing to negotiate with nations that do not share our same point of view or political ideas, the congressman will conclude. After the good results of the Cuba 2.0 Food Fair, FIRA Barcelona, one of the organizing entities is preparing today to continue promoting the island's market to food-producing companies. In statements to Prensa Latina, the director of international business of the Spanish entity, Ricard Zapatero, highlighted the satisfaction shown by the exhibitors at the event that ended the day before at Pub Expo. Zapatero specified that from now on the work is concentrated on working for the next edition and so that international companies know the Caribbean nation, its market, and can carry out activities with Cuban companies and progress 100% in development opportunities. The Cuba 2.0 Food Fair brought together on this occasion 75 foreign companies from 14 countries with a wide range of processed products, equipment, and services available to customers. In addition, 160 Cuban companies participated, within which the state and private sectors were included. And in the international agenda, we have that. In search of a leading position in the international lithium market, Bolivia will invest almost $750 million to produce some 40,000 tons of this metal per year until 2025, confirmed official sources. According to the Economic and Social Development Plan, Yacimientos de Litio Bolivianos, YLB, has projected an increase in the production of batteries, potassium chloride, and lithium carbonate, assured engineer Carlos Ramos, president of YLB. The businessman affirmed that for the proposed plan, There is a budget of approximately 1.30 billion Bolivian, that is $147 million. The engineer informed that for the management of the current year, the YLB Operations Department foresees a production of 65,000 metric tons of potassium chloride and 750 of lithium carbonate. Meanwhile, the 21st Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, People's Trade Treaty, is meeting in Havana this Friday without exclusions at the Palace of the Revolution. Presidents, prime ministers, and senior leaders of the regional bloc share common development strategies and analyze the regional political situation, as the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced. This is another moment of progress for the integration bloc, founded in 2004 at the initiative of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, then presidents of Cuba and Venezuela, in response to the neoliberal project that Washington intended to impose on the continent. The fight against social exclusion through mechanisms of solidarity, collaboration, and complementariness is among its founding purposes. The Black Secretary General Sasha Llorente told recently Prensa Latina the ALBA TCP is being revitalized in what he defined as the new struggles for a better world and against U.S. hegemonism. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.